live from the Checkpoint XP studios.
He's about to pull off the Alamo. He's unbelievable.
Nico is on fire.
Oh my goodness, how does he do this?
On radio's number one show for esports and competition, Checkpoint XP Radio, a Beasley esports product.
Welcome to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You're listening to Robbie Landis, Weird Beard, and someone who has been having a blast jumping, dodging, sliding around, and ultimately falling as a little neon jelly bean, me, James Campbell.
How big is that freaking game?
Fall Guys, oh my gosh, it's like exploded over the weekend, over the week.
Now I have to ask, how are you dressing up your jelly bean? Because to me, you know, that's the most important thing about it.
Listen, I will say the hot dog costume, anytime there's a hot dog costume in a video game, that's what my character
You know, there's
wear.
An Apex costume coming out so you can dress like Watson.
Ooh, yeah. Really? See, mm-hmm. I just wear just boxer shorts. I got boxer shorts.
He ain't even trying.
But that's me, because I would be walking around in a man thong at my house, so I got the boxer shorts.
And falling over left and right. Yeah, all right, fair enough.
Absolutely, 100%. The Avengers game went into a closed beta over the weekend, and Robbie Landis and I got a chance to play it for a bit. We'll talk about our first impressions of the game in just a little bit, because two of the most popular streamers in the world both had some interesting things happen. Now, of course, I'm talking about Dr. Disrespect and Ninja. Now, where's Dr. Disrespect started streaming? And where did Ninja pop up online? That's where we're going to start the show this week. The big mystery in the gaming and streaming world right now is what the heck happened between Dr. Disrespect and Twitch since he was suddenly given a ban and has not been seen streaming on Twitch since then. Well, late last week, Dr. Disrespect showed up on our new streaming platform to some huge viewer numbers. He even sucked me into one of his streams, so I'm so curious about what he has to say, what went on. But Robbie, what's new with Dr. Disrespect?
Yeah, so the prodigal doctor has returned after 2 months of being absent. And of course, the big question in everyone's mind is what happened? Why did Twitch ban you? Where have you been? What's been going on? So the first thing we're going to get out right out the gate is what the doc had to say in regards to this.
We still have no idea. We have no idea. Yeah, right, dude! Yeah, right.
You took the words right out of my brain.
Yeah, I'm not buying that one. Bunch of phonies.
Again.
We have no idea. And I'm going to tell you this right now. As far as I'm concerned, we didn't do anything to warrant a ban, let alone how they went about banning us. No communication
before. As far as
he's
concerned.
No reaching out. Opinion. Nothing. Boom. Done. So it's... The problem is, there's people in the community that are anxious for an answer.
He's choosing his words
so
very
what that does,
carefully.
It creates a level of urgency and speculation.
Be very careful with what he says, I'm sure.
And I think it's just a fucking cockroach approach. Period.
I don't know, man.
Wait, are you about to say you don't think Dr. Disrespect knows why he got banned from Twitch?
No, I think he knows. Okay. I think he's full of it.
Yeah, no, he's finding very interesting ways to get around it. Look, Twitch hasn't told us why we're banned. Isn't we didn't do anything to get banned.
But what I will agree with him on is that there is 100% a society and like entire ecosystem built around like these bans
it's
and
the
this drama.
It's the TMZ effect.
Correct.
Absolutely.
And so, like,
sure is.
I do think that there is a little bit of a cockroach thing to do.
Oh,
where
for sure.
The moment that this Dr. Disrespect news was, I mean, we've talked about it, right? Like, everybody said that they knew what was happening and that they didn't know what was happening. And, then, you know, like, these people know this and these people know that. And, like, he is for sure calling out Slasher, the number one, like, esports insider kind of, like, rumor monger, right? And I do believe it's a valid thing to do is because all these people said, Dr. Disrespect will never stream on any platform ever again. And he's standing there being like,
all right, well,
take a shot.
Now, to that, though, and again, this does come from Slasher, so take it with a grain of salt. He said, according to his insiders, that both YouTube and Facebook said they will not partner or offer a contract to Dr. Disrespect, but they're not going to stop him from streaming on their platforms. Like, I have to say along with this stream, it was kind of a big letdown because we've been waiting for 2 months to hear something, anything. And now he's back and he's just like, you know, we got his statement and he's like, let the lawyers do what the lawyers do. And then he basically just played games and it's like we're back to business as normal, but 2 months, you were gone for 2 months. This is not business as normal.
All I will say is this does maybe poke a little bit of a hole in the fact of everybody saying that it was something that he's going to jail for forever. Like, if it was something to that effect, YouTube would not let him on the platform. Like,
maybe.
I don't think, maybe.
Look,
maybe it's the answer.
There has to be an investigation going on, because that is the only way that they wouldn't release. I don't know. Look, let's.
And to what Weirbeard just said, so maybe that they're going to allow him to stream on the platform because they don't know.
Yeah.
But if they find out
possibly
something's wrong, he might not be allowed on that platform anymore.
That's right. That's right. So let's talk about numbers here, right? So his first stream, the first thing is, before he even started streaming, he just put up a splash screen. It was like a 80s like synth music with him standing by a Lamborghini.
Yeah, the Lambo.
And that was up for like 24 hours.
Yeah, 24 hour live stream.
Just nothing
just
happened.
Streamed it straight through.
And then after that, he streamed playing some games for an hour and a half. And during that stream, he peaked at over a million concurrent. Half a million. Sorry, I did the Dr. Disrespect thing. I just put numbers in there. Half a million concurrent viewers. Now, during that time, he said that the Champions Club, that's what he calls people that subscribe to him, he said that 15 million people had subscribed to it, and like I just did, he likes to turn 1,000 into million. 15,000 people have subscribed to the Champions Club at $5 a piece. That's $75,000.
Now, to put it into perspective, 500,000 concurrent viewers means just at one time.
Yeah, that's not like, counting people that came in, then came out.
Realistically, he was probably looking at like 4.5 to 5 million people that watch this
like,
live stream.
Like unique views, you're probably looking at like 4.5 to 5 million.
And that doesn't count how many people watched the replay or watched clips about, you know what I mean? Like,
do we have any idea? Because people were donating during this as well. Do we have any idea how much money like was donated to him over the course of this stream?
Over the course of the stream, from the tabs that I saw and from the different news outlets and everything, he's looking at a payday of over $200,000 in donations.
Wow. And he was literally on stream for like himself personally was
hour
on
and a half.
Stream for an hour and a half.
But it's because people were donating the moment, you should have seen it, the moment that his channel went live on YouTube.
Oh yeah.
And it wasn't
people were
again,
showing their support. Yep.
People were literally dumping hundreds and thousands of dollars into donations.
All right. Now, if what Slasher had shared in regards to Facebook and YouTube not being interested in signing Dr. Disrespect, we wonder, is there even a point to having streamers sign to exclusive deals? We're going to discuss that in just a moment, because now it's time for this.
Time is up. Oh my God.
Checkpoint XP's Close Shave. Watch it at checkpointxp.com.
Close Shave of the Week comes to us from TSM. TSM have arrived on the scene in NA Valorant after defeating their rivals Sentinels twice in the FaZe Invitational, and did so in a bit of a squeaker. They were forced to go to a map 5 and even had an overtime sprinkled in there in order to secure the bag. After TSM defeated the Sentinels 2-0 in the upper bracket finals, Sentinels clawed their way back through the lower brackets to bring a rematch back to TSM, and it went the distance.
Corner that little angle there. But the recouple actually is going to tag three people. And Haze, he gets the kill on Zombs before he can place it. And then puts the Molotov right there, preventing him from being able to get that spike. And plant it, but the space transfer from Shazam. Oh my goodness. 2 HP and definitely a dream. They'll get this spike back, but then coming out from the flank, it's Sub Rosa. Oh, there it is, Wardell. He just waited for it. He waited for the opportunity, but that dart, that recon bolt was the round.
Congrats to TSM on getting the crown. Remember, if you ever miss a Close Shave of the Week, you can find them posted over at checkpointxp.com.
Never miss anything again.
No way.
Stay on top of your game by heading to checkpointxp.com to get in the game.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. We're just talking about Dr. Disrespect making his return to streaming. He did a stream on YouTube for a couple of nights and put up some record numbers of viewers. But esports insider Slasher has said that neither YouTube or Facebook Gaming are looking to lock Dr. Disrespect into any kind of an exclusive streaming deal. And that got us wondering, is there even a benefit to having exclusive agreements?
Yeah, so obviously, you know, the streamer wars started last year when both Ninja and Shroud were picked up by Mixer for these huge multi-million dollar deals. And since Mixer went under, Ninja has also came back out, you know, says he's still looking at some options. He streamed on YouTube. He actually just had his second stream on Twitch where he almost topped 100,000 concurrent viewers streaming for just 2 hours with Dr. Lupo. But, I mean, you know, I have to wonder, especially seeing as the fact that with the help of Ninja, Shroud, and a pandemic, it did nothing at all for Mixer. I mean, besides the streamers getting millions and millions of dollars and not having to worry about streaming to bring in their money, what's the point of even signing streamers at this point in time?
I think streaming platforms have learned their lesson from like signing, because again, how much money was pissed away?
Like so much,
millions of dollars.
Yeah. And when you sign a streamer, when you say I'm going to give you $30 million to stream over here. Mm-hmm. They've guaranteed their check. Like, streaming is a cutthroat business. And if you want to make money, you have to stream. By giving it to them up front, they can kind of relax a little bit.
I think that's a big thing, is that the grind from a lot of these guys who are constantly streaming and constantly producing content, they do that because they're trying to gain more subscribers. They're trying mm-hmm. to get that money. And then when you just give them the check, what's the incentive of streaming 5 days,
yeah,
6 days
no
a week?
Little carrot on a pole to keep
it
you
works
streaming.
Out even better, because now Ninja, you know, he's only streamed twice since he left Mixer, and more people want to see him because now it's creating sort of like a supply and demand, right? So instead of being like, I have to stream every day to keep my subscribers, now since he has money in the bag, he can kind of like create some scarcity there.
I'm just like, it's interesting that while we're talking about this, we talk Ninja, we talk Shroud, we haven't mentioned at all Logic, you know what I mean? Like a mainstream music artist who made
the
leap. Yeah. Yes. Who made the leap to now go on Twitch, and he signed a deal to be able to go exclusive onto Twitch. If you're an executive, are you saying that you can continue signing contracts, or do you put a stop to the practice, Robbie?
If you are going to continue signing contracts, there has to be stipulations in there that you are going to stream X amount of hours each month. And if you don't reach that, we get to cut the contract.
Tencent Games, the world's largest video game company, is getting mixed up in some legal drama with the president of the United States of America. We'll let you know what's going on there in just a bit, because ahead next, the Avengers game went into a closed beta mode this past weekend for anyone who pre-ordered it on the PS4. Well, Robbie and I participated in it. Did the Avengers beta deliver? We'll discuss that next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
On Checkpoint XP.
Stop blowing my mind!
We're rolling with continuous esports on the only show for esports and video games.
This is gonna be absolute madness around!
No need for extra tokens. We've got the hookup. Checkpoint XP.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and video games. You're listening to me, James Campbell, as well as Weird Beard and Checkpoint XP's very own Apex legend himself, Robbie Landis.
That's right. Oh. Finally getting the respect that I deserve.
Yeah. How's that kill-death ratio treating you?
I have it up to 0.51 now. When I started back, you know, when I jumped back into it, it was down at like a 0.2 something.
Jesus.
So I'm at the point now where, according to my average from the beginning of time of the game, for every death, I have at least one kill. So, you know, I've been getting a lot of championships. Got another one last night. And I'm noticing a trend. You know when I get all the championships?
When I'm not playing with it.
Bingo!
Oh, man. Start calling Robbie the multiplayer
slayer.
Look,
squads can only carry one person at a time, I think, is the lesson we have to take from this.
Weird Beard, gotta get good. Over the past weekend, the Avengers video game went into closed beta for those who had pre-ordered it. Before we share Robbie and I's thoughts so far on the game, the gaming studio behind the Batman Arkham series has announced another superhero game to be in development. Robbie, which other faction of superheroes are getting the video game treatment?
Yeah, so this is an interesting one. Rocksteady Studios, they're the ones who made the Batman games, which in my opinion was the first really truly great like superhero game.
What about Superman on the N64?
Don't even stop. That was horrendous.
You've had a couple of decent ones.
Decent ones. You're right. Look, the Spider-Man games on the PlayStation, they were fine, but Batman was the first time where the game really felt like it understood the character. It really told a compelling story about the character and that world. And because of the success of the Batman game, that's eventually what gave way, or to me, gave the inspiration behind the Spider-Man game that came out on PlayStation 4, which was amazing as well.
Now, what I'll say is just real quick, it's essentially what's happening with like esports and video games, that like once the lens is there and people finally, like, it clicks into place and people get it, everything seems to change. And it
starts
to change.
Fall into place. Yeah. People are like, ah, this is how you do a proper superhero game. So Rocksteady put out a teaser image, so we don't know a whole lot about it. In this teaser image, it was a picture of Superman looking back over his shoulder, and he had a target on his head that said Suicide Squad.
Ooh.
That's all we have.
That's it.
That's it. So to me, what this says is that Rocksteady is going to make a game where you play as the Suicide Squad and have to take down Superman. Ooh.
That sounds like fun to me.
Man, first of all, that's a high order. But what makes this interesting, right, and I think this comes at a perfect time with the Avengers game coming out, is when it comes to Batman, when it comes to Spider-Man, when you're making a game about just one hero, it's easy enough to do. But when you have a game that has to incorporate multiple different heroes,
a whole faction
of heroes, all of these heroes, you know, when I think we think of the way that they would fit into a video game, they should all play very different. An Iron Man should play a lot different from a Hulk, right?
Absolutely.
Or from a Batman. And it just seems like a really challenging thing to be able to go into a game and be like, all right, we have to come up with the designs for this game or the mechanics for this game that fits the way heroes should play completely differently from one another.
I mean, okay, so like let's talk expectations, right? Do you think that this is the correct property to be going all in on?
Honestly, I think that they're in a better spot than what the Avengers game is, because when you look at the Suicide Squad, a lot of them don't actually have a lot of really crazy powers. A lot of them are actually just people. Deadshot, Harley Quinn, Killer Croc.
But see, James, I'm going to come to you real quick.
Yeah.
Your experience with the Suicide Squad would, I assume, essentially be limited to the terrible,
let's say, the movie, which I don't think was that terrible.
Oscar award-winning Suicide Squad.
I don't know if it's Oscar-worthy, but I enjoyed it.
It won an Oscar.
Oh, it did win an
Yes,
Oscar?
It is an Oscar-winning movie.
What, soundtrack?
Costume? I think it was costumes or special effects.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the costumes and special effects, yeah. I can see it's worthy of that.
But the point is,
my point is, like, dude, the majority of America is James over here, and they may not know that much and be that excited over a Suicide Squad.
I mean, maybe, but that's where marketing comes into play. To me, it's less about, oh, do we know a lot about it, and more about, can this be a good game? And I think it can be. I actually think that you can make, if this game was similar to Agents of Mayhem, or what was the one that Terry Crews was always doing the commercials for?
Terry Crews doing commercials?
Yeah, he's done a lot.
Besides Old Spice?
Old Spice.
For the game, hold on, pausing
Crackdown?
Really quick. Yes, Crackdown.
Whoa!
See,
James.
I think that a Suicide Squad game, right,
you could play
as a bunch of different ones. It's like a third-person sort of shooter. Obviously, the different characters would have sort of different abilities and powers, but for the most part, you just pick which character you want to go around and cause mayhem and chaos.
Here's the thing. You tell me I can play as Harley Quinn and the Joker from Suicide Squad, or one or the other. I mean, I would play as either one, but I'm in. Like, I'm at least in to give it a try. I might participate in a beta, or I might try to find a way to just test drive it. I might not be all in with my $60, give me the game on release date. But knowing that you can do those things, like those characters would do, going up against the super, like the Justice League,
look, the fact that they've made the Avengers game work, and we're going to get to that here right after our Nailed It. I think that if they can make that work, that a Suicide Squad game can absolutely work. And in the hands of the studios that brought us the Batman games.
The Batman.
I think this could work.
All right, so there's a little history on superhero video games, and one going into development. We'll talk about another superhero game that was just in beta in a moment, because now it's time for...
From the high highs...
An absolute monster!
To the low lows...
There you go, come on!
Who nailed it, and who failed it, on Checkpoint XP Radio.
I'm going to start things off this week in our Nailed It and Failed It with our Nailed It. And this week it goes to World of Warcraft developers for memorializing Byron Reckful Bernstein in the game with a recent update. Reckful was a well-known World of Warcraft streamer who took his own life late last June. Blizzard and World of Warcraft have been known for honoring people by creating non-player characters in their memory. They did the same for Robin Williams. Reckful was a prolific rogue who rose to the top of the player versus player ranks with what was perceived as the weakest specialization, proving everyone wrong. His NPC, a rogue trainer named Reckful, refuses to train assassination rogues, the specialization that everyone said you must play to win. Wreckful defied all those expectations.
There it is, dude. There it is. It was good seeing you again.
Be careful.
Holy sh**, man. That's so f***ing cool, man. I'm really glad Blizzard did this.
Hello.
I know it probably means a lot for a lot of people. And I'm glad Blizzard did this. I really am. And it's a good decision for them to make. It's like to commemorate one of the people that's been like such a big impact in the game for a long time. And was like a community... I mean, they were a community figurehead. And to see like what happened and everything like that is just... sucks, and I'm really glad to see Blizzard actually doing this for them.
Well, there's your Nailed It for this week, going out to the World of Warcraft developers for memorializing Byron Wreckful Bernstein in the game with the recent update. Make sure you tune in for our Failed It portion of the Nailed and Failed It coming up in the next hour.
Checkpoint XP, your home for competition. Online at checkpointxp.com.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. We were just talking about Rocksteady Games announcing a Suicide Squad game being in development. Well, another superhero game that has already been developed and was recently in a beta mode was The Avengers. Now, Robbie and I both pre-ordered the game and played it together over the weekend. Robbie, what were your thoughts on the game?
Look, when this game was first announced, I have a rocky relationship with Square Enix, so I was a little hesitant. And then when we got our first footage of the game at E3 2019, and because of some of the terms they were throwing around, like looter, shooter, I wasn't feeling it, honestly. I was really down,
worried,
really pessimistic about the game. But after having now, you know, gotten to see a lot of the recent War Table streams and played the game itself, I gotta say, a lot of the things that I was worried about, I'm really hyped about this game. Like, they've kind of gone out the window. I think that this game could probably be the video game equivalent of the MCU from a story perspective.
Yeah.
And the fact that they were able to nail each of these heroes playing different and feeling, you know, like, when you play the Hulk, you want to jump around and you want to smash things,
yeah, Hulk,
right?
Smash!
But
yes,
when you play Iron Man, you want to be able to fly around and go in and out of combat, shooting missiles and blasting people.
Yeah.
It all feels really, really good.
And I agree with you 100%. Playing it, so right from the get-go, when you first start the beta, it's like you're pretty much in charge of an Avengers movie.
Ooh.
Like, you're playing the different characters, and they give you a little taste of each character, like, right off the get-go. Just a little bit, you know?
The fact that when you throw your hammer as Thor, you have to recall
it. You gotta call it back!
And when it comes back, it can hit stuff and do more damage. Like, just that kind of small thing, because it would have been really easy to just be like, you throw your hammer, it automatically comes back.
Yep. But
it's
no,
so
you got
to
call it back. Yeah.
James, sell me on this game. If you had to, like, from your playing it, give me the one thing that's going to make me want to buy this game the most.
Total nonstop Avengers smashing action.
Ooh,
that's what I'm going to say.
That's a tagline that goes on the front of the box.
And you know what? You know what? I have to give this to James, too, because one of the other things that I was worried about this game was it would be a hack and slash, which means it didn't really matter what buttons you press. You could just, you know, hit square over and over again and smash through things. And when you're fighting the weaker stuff, you can get away with that. But as we found out
the hard way
during part of our stream here, what are you doing with it? Did you just, like, pile drive it?
Yeah, it popped up to where I could use, like, the finishing move. I did that, and then while I had it up in the air, it prompted me to hit the square button, and that's what happened.
And then you died in the
explosion. Somehow I get down. Come on.
So as you can see there, we were having a bit of a hard time. I think that
I may have somehow
accidentally upped the difficulty or something. But the difference is that when it really matters, when you're going up against some, like, hard foes, you can feel the difference in your success when you're actually trying to execute your combos and use your powers properly, right?
Absolutely.
So what's cool about that is it doesn't keep out people that maybe aren't really good at the games, like James, but it also rewards people who, you know, want to get better at it. And look, at one point he was having a lot of trouble. I'm like, you know, you could reduce the difficulty to easy if you want. You didn't do that, did you?
I absolutely had to.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Oh,
yeah,
James.
I had. I couldn't.
I thought you made it through.
Well,
oh, no.
In order to play the beta with a friend, you have to get so far into the beta. And I was having problems getting to the end of the beta.
Were you ever going to tell me if I didn't ask?
No, I never would have told you. I was going to keep it a secret. It was going to be normal.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
That's such a weird beard thing to do. I'm so disappointed.
I had to drop the difficulty down to easy in order to get to the point to where we could play together. Otherwise,
all right. I mean,
it was
that's
you and
fair.
I talking.
I wish you would have been honest with me.
Nintendo's been killing it so far this year and continues to do so. We'll talk about the success and which games are helping push Nintendo into the record standard profits discussion in just a moment, because ahead next, the world's largest video game company, Tencent Games, they're getting involved in a legal battle with the president of the United States of America. We'll talk.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Well, that when Checkpoint XP returns.
Stop blowing my mind!
We're rolling with Continuous Esports on the only show for esports and video games.
This is gonna be absolute madness around!
No need for extra tokens. We've got the hookup. Checkpoint XP.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and video games. I'm James Campbell. Along with me is Robbie Landis, as well as the man that will fight for his right to have pineapple on his pizza. It's weird beer.
I judge people who don't put pineapple on their pizza.
Seriously, though, when was the last time you've had pineapple on your pizza?
This weekend. Every time I order pizza, it is a Hawaiian pizza.
I didn't see that coming. I will give him this, because they once ordered a barbecue chicken that had pineapple like underneath the cheese, right?
Okay.
But here's the thing. Barbecue chicken pizza is already good, so putting the pineapple on there...
It's not necessary.
It doesn't ruin it, but it's not necessary. You're just being weird for weird's sake.
I will say the combination of the sweet pineapple with the salty cheese and sauce is the perfect combination, and I'm sorry that everybody here is just not a food connoisseur like I happen to be.
I've seen what you eat for lunch.
There's nothing connoisseur about it.
President Trump has said he wants to ban TikTok, the latest social media platform where users create short videos of dances or comedy routines or other activities that may attract viral attention. Now, the ban is due to some privacy issues with the app. Well, the biggest video game company in the world has a stake in TikTok and is actually involved in a legal case with the president. Weirdbeard, how is this TikTok ban going to affect gamers?
So, let's start at the end and then work backwards like I usually like to do.
Like a Tarantino movie. Cool.
Yes. It is not going to affect it. They've come out and said that what they're doing is they're going after ByteDance, who are the owners of TikTok, and Tencent, who happen to do another app that they're banning. However, they're excluding Riot and all the other companies that Tencent is involved in.
It's basically only affecting TikTok and WeChat. It's not affecting
the social media platforms, but not the gaming affiliations or anything like that.
Yes, but that's just as of now where it stands. Here's why it could affect all the entire world of gaming. The entire world of gaming is at the mercy of Tencent, because Tencent is a Chinese company that has its hands in literally everything.
I know they do the PUBG mobile game.
Riot Games, Epic, so Fortnite, a little bit into Blizzard as well.
Oh, wow. They got their fingers in everything.
They have their fingers, I think, in over 600 companies.
Yeah, wow. And the other big thing that comes along with that, too, is that they have a large stake in all these different companies, including, like, Riot. Like, they 100% own Riot, right? Like, that is where their money comes
from. And Riot's League of Legends, Valorant.
Yes. And so when they say that they're banning these companies, as of now it is again just the social media platforms, but what does that mean down the road? Does that mean that companies are still going to want to do business with them? Because there's the possibility that it may just flip one day, or that, you know, there may be a whole move to exclude Tencent as an actual investor from these different companies. How does that affect esports? League of Legends has one of the largest prize pools in all of esporting. Like, that is the big
e-sporting?
Money event. Yes.
He's making up words. He's the Tarantino of esports.
He really is.
It's the, like, that's the major prize that everybody tries to emulate and go after.
It's what we like to refer to as a slippery slope. If this goes through, what's next?
I'm more interested as well to really see kind of how things play out, especially because they have ownership of Blizzard, Ubisoft, Platinum Games. They're behind Clash of Clans, which clears bajillions of dollars.
Tons of cash.
Yes,
yeah.
Lots of that. They also have, they're in with Epic Games, mm-hmm. the people that do Fortnite and the Unreal Engine. So, like, anything made with the Unreal Engine, which is like a game building platform
that essentially everyone uses.
Correct.
That's the go-to thing.
So if that's out, then, like, what do we do at that point? You know what I mean? Like, if they say no more Tencent, does that mean that any Chinese companies that are attempting to be in, just we're going to region lock off all of China, which is a crazy number of esport teams. Like, you look at StarCraft, it's dominated by South Koreans and Chinese players. You look at,
I mean, like, half the Overwatch League is participating over there right now. So,
I think it's bigger than just Tencent. It's Tencent now, but what do we look at when we're blocking out, like, entire sections of esport competitions?
You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and video games, and we want to talk to you on the phone. If you want to talk to us, give us a call at 1-833-557-0974. You can chime in on whatever social media question we have posed at the moment, or you can call and ask any of the experts here a question that you think somebody at Checkpoint XP should be able to answer. Now, Blizzard, the gaming company behind colossal games like World of Warcraft and Overwatch, they've been putting up some record-setting profits over the past few years, but it sounds like they still have a pretty toxic work environment. Robbie, what's going on over at Blizzard?
Yeah, so they have just recently boasted record results again for the second year in a row at the same time that employees have been protesting pay inequality. So a few weeks ago, a bunch of Blizzard employees basically put together an anonymous spreadsheet putting what they made each or putting what their salary was. And then that got out to, I believe it might have been Bloomberg who did the original report.
Yes.
But essentially, people at Blizzard, which is one of the most prolific game developers of our time, are making well under industry standards.
Oh, that's not good.
Despite record profits. And this is the second year in a row, right? Because last year when Blizzard laid off, I think it was somewhere around a third of their overall workforce. When they did that, the very next week, they told investors, this has been our best year in history when it comes to profits. So for the second year in a row, Blizzard's like, guess what? We're making the most money we've ever made while also treating our employees like crap.
This is a continual story within the video game development like ecosystem, mm-hmm. is that these companies continually not only underpaying but have these gross toxic work environments while making buku bucks, hand over fist, barrels of cash, and they can't seem to pay these people. And what's even worse is that a lot of these studios are located in places that are like California, the Seattle area, like these very expensive places to live, and they're underpaying their people.
Turnover rates within this industry are so high. Like,
so
careers
high.
Last 2 to 4 years.
Wow.
Before people get so burned out, they don't want to do it anymore. But because it's such a lucrative industry, there's always going to be someone else looking for their next big shot. It's one of the reasons that it's been so tough for the gaming industry to be able to unionize. You know, there's been more and more pushes for it, but nothing seems to really materialize out of it.
I think, James, if you're the CEO of a company, do you believe that if you're making more money as a CEO that you should be automatically paying your people more even if they're doing the same jobs?
Me, personally, yes, I do feel that way.
See, like, I feel the same way,
yeah,
too.
Like, you got to pay your staff, you got to pay your people and your employees what they're worth. If you're not paying them what they're worth, they're not going to continue to do the good work. They're going to go somewhere else and help your competition be more successful. So, yeah, I feel like as a CEO, you got to pay your employees like an appropriate rate.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think this will be a continuing trend. You know, even though Activision and Blizzard merged over 10 years ago, only in the past couple years, the sort of higher ups who were there with Blizzard from the beginning, like Mike Morhaime, they've been stepping down, and Activision has slowly been filling those Blizzard spots with Activision spots. And from a lot of the stories that we've heard from inside the industry and from inside the company, that's where this change has sort of been happening, because Blizzard used to be such a beloved company, and I think it's just very, very slowly been rotting from the inside out thanks to the influence of a company like Activision.
If you were to just back out and no longer support Blizzard, now you're actually hurting the employees.
I'm conflicted, yeah, because it's not just hurting the CEOs at the top. All they're going to do is say, oh, our profits are down, let's cut more
people.
Cut
some heads, yeah.
Yeah.
I gotcha. All right, looking for a super cheap yet fun game recommendation to play that maybe help fill some time while you're inside escaping the heat of the summer? Well, stick around for the free game of the week. That's coming up in just a bit, because next, another gaming company that's been killing it lately is Nintendo. They've had an incredible year so far, and they continue to do so, but you will not believe which single game has outsold the entire Metroid series. We'll let you know next on Checkpoint XP.
Hey, this is Callie with the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar, letting you know about the latest esports competitions to look forward to in the coming weeks. The Overwatch League is back with the Countdown Cup, once again splitting the league into two regions for competition. It's worth noting that at the end of this tournament, there will be two more weeks of play, after which every team will have played 21 games this season. The League of Legends Summer Split will be running weekly all through the summer. You can tune in to the LCS matches starting on Fridays each week, with matches running through Sunday evening. The playoffs are slated for the end of August into September. Joining the list of canceled esports events is EVO. The tournament was supposed to be held online, but accusations of sexual abuse in the organization has led to the tournament's founder being ousted and the event being canceled this year. While the Fortnite World Cup is gone, the DreamHack Fortnite series is up and running once again. The monthly $250,000 tournament is back on as of July. For our CSGO fans, ESL is currently on break in between seasons. As of now, the ESL is scheduled to get underway once again on September 4th. That's it for the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar. And remember, for all the latest in the world of esports, check out our website at Checkpoint XP.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
P.com.
Get in the game.
What are we witnessing?
The number one esports and video game radio show, Checkpoint XP, where gaming lives.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You're hanging the Weird Beard, as well as Robbie Landis and his crime-fighting sidekick he joined forces with this past weekend in the Avengers beta, me, James Campbell.
Oh, you're actually willing to be my sidekick.
I'll be your sidekick in the realm of PS4.
Why can't you be
Avengers
more like James? You know, both you and then my co-host on my comic podcast, The Other Identity, Ben Morris, who, granted, used to work at Marvel, right? But I feel like every time I go to do our intro and I suggest in any way, shape, or form that I might be a little bit better than he is because I'm the main host, right? He gets up in arms about it. But James, you know what? You can be my Robin any day.
All right, Batman.
You're going to die. You know that, right?
Nightwing
died.
All right, Nightwing didn't die, unless it's in Snyder. But only one Robin has ever died, and then he came back to life.
I'll be resurrected. I'll be the... I don't even want to go there.
And Jason Todd, the Red Hood, is one of the coolest Batman characters.
So there you go. I could be the cool Red Hood to Robbie's Dark Knight Batman.
That's right.
All right, we just discussed Blizzard and how they've been putting up record profits but are plagued with a toxic work environment. Well, another gaming company has also been killing it this year, and that is Nintendo. So let's check in with our very own Nintendo fanboy, Weirdbeard. We're going to find out what's going on with Nintendo this year.
Nintendo's freaking killing it right now. Like, I don't know if they had any hand in COVID coming out.
Oh my gosh, come on,
this is the craziest COVID conspiracy I think I've heard of all time.
All right, look,
the Mario Brothers are responsible for COVID. I don't know, Weirdbeard.
All of video game and sort of digital entertainment has obviously, COVID in a weird, morbid, and twisted way has been kind of a boon for them.
It has been beyond that, especially for
the
Nintendo.
The Switches were sold out.
All right, see, this to me is what I think is most incredible about Nintendo right now, because it's not the first time this has happened. The Wii, back when it came out, you couldn't keep that on shelves either. But the fact that we're coming up on what is the next console generation, I mean, the Switch has been out for 2-3 years now?
Going on 3, yes.
3 years, and people are, they still can't get enough of it. How do people not have a Switch by now?
Now, this is what I will say, is this is all stemmed from the fact that Nintendo released not only record-breaking profits from this previous quarter, they also put out some of their game sales and the numbers of units that they've been selling. Let's go over the 1, 2, 3, 4 top 5 games on the Nintendo Switch currently.
What if I have any of them?
Animal Crossing.
Number 2.
Ooh, number
22.4 million copies sold. Do you want to know that's more than the entirety of every Metroid game ever sold?
All right, that actually doesn't surprise me because Metroid hasn't done well in a while.
But
James, have you picked up Animal Crossing yet?
I have not.
Do you plan to, or is that not really your cup of tea?
If I can get it, it's like super cheap, maybe I'll pick it up. Okay. But that's not really my thing, because it's a kind of like,
you know,
it's a busy game.
I didn't think it was my game either.
Like,
and granted,
work.
I don't play it anymore, but for 2 months that I did, I enjoyed it.
I'll be honest, man. I have so much fun paying my real life mortgage. I don't need
right,
any more
fair
fun
enough
playing it in
All
a
right,
video
James,
game.
Take a guess at a game.
Mario Party.
Not on the
list. Not on the list.
Not in the top five.
Mario Kart.
Mario Kart 8 Deluxe is the number one best-selling Nintendo Switch game at 26.7
And Robbie had to guess that because that was going to be my guess. But I was like, I'm going to change it up.
Okay,
Mario
what's
Party
your
instead.
Next guess then? There's still two more on there.
Three.
Legend of Zelda. Is it Breath of the Wild? Is that the new one?
Breath of the Wild is 4 with 18.6 million copies.
Okay. Really? More than Super Smash Brothers, which I bet is 5 or 3?
Third.
Three. All
with
right,
19.99 million. And to round out the list, Pokemon Sword and Shield, 18.2 million.
That was going to be my next guess.
Now, what's crazy, the craziest thing about this, let's put it in some context. Animal Crossing New Horizon was released in what? April, March time frame?
Yeah, they released it early because of the COVID, didn't they?
Yes. I don't know if it was early or not, but it was around that time. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
22.4 million copies. The other ones on this list have been out for two
years.
Yeah, for 2+ years at this point. It is insanity.
It created a social media firestorm around that game.
And what's wild as well is that up until this previous one that was released, guess how many Animal Crossing games in totality had ever been sold?
You're talking like on the GameCube? And,
all of them. Okay. Everyone in the franchise.
No idea.
Much less than 22 million, I'm going to guess.
Under 13 million.
Wow.
So they are over 22.4 for
Me
one.
Me and Robbie both just gassed. Wow. Same time over that statistic. That's crazy.
It's just insane. And it's what I think.
People love Animal Crossing.
They not only love Animal Crossing, but it positioned Nintendo to be in such a good position going into this next, like you said,
it was a perfect storm in the same way that Pokemon Go was. Remember when Pokemon Go came out and how it exploded and every single person was playing it? Like there wasn't there were stampedes of people in New York.
There were nerds getting arrested from parks because they're going there at night to go collect Pokemon.
Yeah, yeah.
Gaming on a budget, we've got a game for free.
$3.99!
Checkpoint XP's free game of the week.
Checkpoint XP has you covered with the free game of the week. If you want to experience a wacky slapstick spin on the battle royale gaming genre and compete in silly wipeout races online with your friends, then this is the game for you.
Fall Guy, ultimate knockout. Door Dash! Oh, they've got to get through the door and they're in a real hurry, but most of the doors are fake! Oh no! That's gotta hurt! Egg Scramble! What's for breakfast today? We've got to make an omelette and it's gotta be big! And down the dizzy heights, oh, Fries with the win! Fries in the lead, Burger coming up a rear, Tail Tag! It's a lovely time, everyone's trying to take what isn't theirs anymore! Ooh, those tails passing hands, watch out for your undies! It's pandemonium!
Fall Guys is the brand new battle royale game that is taking Twitch, the internet, and everywhere by storm. We just did some stats for Nintendo Switches. Here's some stats about Fall Guys. 2 million copies have been sold on Steam since last week. 23 million hours have been watched on Twitch in the past 2 weeks, and 60,000 fallen Fall Guys, those are the people who fall off the map, have happened.
Little jelly beans.
Yes.
Some of my characters are a part of that statistic, I'm sure.
Now, it's amazing. All it is if you ever seen the TV show Wipeout, this is essentially a video game version of that. It's Fortnite meets Mario Party. So if you are sick of playing all the Battle Royale games, you're sick of, you know, having to pick up guns and loot and shoot people and all that kind of stuff, forget about it. Go play some Fall Guys. You're literally a little jelly bean-shaped guy running down and doing obstacle courses. That's it. That's the beauty of it. I think it's so good because it's so easy to understand.
Yeah, I think you nailed it with the description of Fortnite meets Mario Party. But by saying it's Fortnite meets Mario Party, it's like four games that are very casual. You don't have to have any skills. There's no aiming involved. It's literally you're running and dodging balls.
You don't have to have any skills, but yet you still can't win.
Yes, I know. I know how pathetic that makes me sound as a gamer. But there's no skill involved. It's a lot of random luck. And how the obstacles toss your character around the actual race.
Well, now hold on. There is some luck involved in it because as we'll be talking about later in the show, there was actually a specific achievement that the developers had put into this game that they thought people would never get. They thought it impossible. But a lot of people have gotten it already.
It's so hard to find good kids' games that
But you ground your kid off the games all the time.
I do, and I wish I had more games to ground her from. And this is one that I would be able to do that from, because it's hard to find a game that either she'll like it and I hate it, I like it, and she hates it. This is one where we both can meet in the middle, and it's
or
like...
Or she likes it, but you like it so much you don't want her to ruin it for you.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, you know, this is fun. It's straight up just a pure good game.
Have you gotten any wins on it yet?
I have not. I've sat down and played it, but I've played it more with Bailey than anything else.
It's harder than you think to get a victory.
Yeah, Robbie's talking all kinds of trash. This is just all I can do in my sleep.
All I know is that I've been getting more wins on Apex than I have ever before.
Forget Apex. Go home, download the Fall Guys Ultimate Knockout on your PS4.
I play adult games. I don't run around as a little jelly bean.
This is a game that's good for adults
dog.
Or kids. It's Robbie, I'm telling you.
I'm a serious
you're gonna have
gamer,
fun
James.
Playing. You could be a serious gamer and have fun playing this.
Dude,
I'm not even
they're
joking.
Already talking. No, esports orgs are starting to look at getting.
Oh, stop it.
I'm not
Come
joking.
Stop
Come
it.
On. Let's Google it right now.
Stop it. I don't need to Google anything.
It's going to be a thing. I don't know if it's going to be like a whole
I don't know that
scene.
This could be an esports game, but it's definitely a fun party game.
How can you
game.
Sit on this show and be like, Fortnite isn't a real esport because they put fun stuff like water skiing in the game, and then come on here and be like, this totally fun game about jelly beans is going to be an. Get out of here, weird beard.
Fall Guy. Guys, Ultimate Knockout is free through August to all PS Plus members. So if you're a PS Plus member, go download it right now from the PlayStation Store today. If you're looking for another good game recommendation, something that's easy to get into and well worth the time, we do have our Patient Gamer segment coming up in the next hour. But next, we're going to find out if I can defeat the Checkpoint XP Undisputed Champion.
You can't.
Robbie Landis in what Weird Beard is calling the hardest video game quiz ever. How's that going to go? We'll find out next on Checkpoint XP.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Live from the Checkpoint XP studios.
He's about to pull off the Alamo. He's unbelievable.
Nico is on fire.
Oh, my goodness. How does he do this?
On radio's number one show for esports and competition, Checkpoint XP Radio, a Beasley esports product.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You've got me, James Campbell, and joining me are Weird Beard and one of the hardest working men in esports and gaming, Robbie Landis.
Aw, look at that, getting some recognition. Thank you, James. I appreciate that.
Listen, his head can barely fit in this one room.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I've been pretty rough on Robbie lately with some of these rejoins, poking fun at his Pokemon breeding and how he pays people in baked treats to do his dirty work, like cleaning up cat turds and things like that.
Except she refused to clean up the cat turds, so...
Wait, here's the thing. I think you just
gotta pay more than a cookie, man.
At this point,
offer a back rub or something.
I feel like I have to just say that you're being mean to me so that you'll say
you're
nice
a cheater. You cheat during these games.
All right, fine.
You don't deserve niceness.
I'll say something nice about you in the future too, Weird Beard. Don't worry,
it's on tape. I've got proof.
All right, it's time for some fun and games. We have Checkpoint XP producer Callie and Chad joining us for this one. We are about to take part in what Weird Beard is describing as the hardest video game quiz ever. Weird Beard, you want to go over the rules and how we're going to play?
Yeah, so all I'm going to be doing is asking you guys a series of the hardest video game questions ever. And I need you to buzz in when you think you know the answer. Once a question has been buzzed in twice, nobody else can answer. So if you just spam it... You might just block other people out. However, you're only going to be able to buzz in using your secret noise that you have come up with. Let's go around the room and figure it out now.
Oh, my God.
James, what's your secret noise?
My secret noise will be...
Okay, perfect. James. Callie, what's yours? Okay, Callie. Robbie.
Me.
Ah.
Very, very.
I guess it is one syllable. I guess that works.
And Chad?
Bleh.
Okay. You guys are
very inventive. Bodily functions.
Here we go. We're going to start with our very first question. What is the name of the blue ghost in Pac-Man?
Whoa.
Callie.
Inky?
Oh, that's right.
Me. Blinky.
No.
No, how?
Oh. Isn't the blue ghost once
didn't answer my
It was still Inky. You guys
did I get it right?
Yeah, you didn't even let me finish for
Callie.
Whoa,
you paused. Oh. Why did you say something then? It's right or it's wrong, Weird
Beard.
Well,
you're going to give the secret noise that you have for an incorrect or correct answer.
Okay, I guess that's what we'll do. Callie, you did that. You did get that one correct. Callie
didn't
has
say
one
so.
He just
sat there like a deer caught in the headlights.
He's still learning how to be a game host.
Yes. Next question. What's the name of the theme song in Crossy Road, the number one selling mobile app of last year?
I'm not going to answer any of these, am I?
It is the hardest quiz ever. What's the name of the game?
Most obscure
Crossy
quiz
Road.
Ever.
Crossing Road. Most successful based on what?
Here, I will give you a multiple choice. A, Crossroads. B, Old Town Road. C, Road to Nowhere. Or D, There's No Music in the Game.
Me. There's Robbie. No music in the game.
Correct. Robbie has 1 point. Tied with Callie. Next question. What language do the Sim characters speak?
Me.
Oh.
Robbie.
Simish.
Simish is correct.
Oh, I knew that one.
Chad. Dang it.
It was close.
I forgot, I got panicked.
You forgot your sound.
I panicked and I forgot my
sound.
So far,
that's the only answer I actually knew.
Yeah, same.
Next question. When was the first Animal Crossing game ever released?
Me.
Robbie.
2005.
Incorrect. Mm. Multiple choice. A, 1984. B, 2001. C, 2008. Or D, 2019.
2001.
Callie. 2001 is correct. You are now in the lead. Or tied.
Tied.
I'm sorry. 2-2.
2-2.
I want you to lose so bad, Robbie. Next question. What happens if you bump into a fellow player on the very successful online game, aquapark.io?
What is this?
Exactly. You guys have never heard that one.
Me.
Robbie.
You knock them away?
Incorrect. A, they slow down. B, they accelerate. C, they disappear. Or D, they split into two new characters.
They split into two new characters.
You are incorrect. Oh, I'm sorry.
Just a guess.
That is the second guess. It locks it off. They accelerate. We are playing the hardest video game quiz ever right now with James, Robbie, and our two producers, Callie and Chad. Callie and Robbie are tied at 2-2 at the
moment.
That's
right.
Next question. What is the biggest selling video game of all time?
Me.
Robbie.
Grand Theft Auto 5.
Incorrect.
Bull crap.
Chad.
Minecraft.
It was on the list that I was going to give you. Incorrect. Tetris is the only.
Oh, I was going to say Pac-Man.
Best-selling game.
Okay.
Grand Theft Auto has made the most money.
I think you could argue is the best-selling, but
the most
all right,
profitable
fair
piece
enough.
Of content.
Fair enough.
Is it amount or
It's probably number of titles sold.
Correct. Okay.
Yes.
Next question. What was Sonic the Hedgehog originally called? A. Tiggly Winky. B. Punk Rat. C, Mr. Needle Mouse, or D, Lionel Bolt?
Me.
Robbie?
Mr. Needle Mouse.
Do you really think that's what it is?
I do.
You're correct. It is Mr. Needle Mouse.
Did you know that?
There's a reason I'm the champion, guys. That's all I gotta say.
How did you possibly know that? Those are terrible names.
Those are very bad
I kind of like Punk Rat.
Punk Rat.
I thought it was going to be the last one, the actual name.
In the Game Boy Advance version of Super Mario World, who can jump higher? Mario, Luigi, Peach, or Bowser?
Mwah.
Callie?
Peach?
Incorrect.
Me.
Robbie? You're me!
me!
Luigi.
Luigi is correct. He's starting to run away with it!
I know!
Callie, you gotta stop him.
Please.
I'd just like to point out that this quiz is not that hard.
Oh, go to hell.
Next question. What was the original name of Roblox? Was it A, Robotic Blockage? B, Dyna Blocks. C,
me.
Robot Blocks. Or
Dyna
D,
Blocks.
Brick Mania. Do you think it was Dyna Blocks?
I feel like that was what it was, yeah.
It was Dyna Blocks.
Oh!
I like how you questioned him. Like, you think that's what it is?
I'm trying to get it.
Yeah. You should. I went to go
check if he was cheating. He's not.
We should at least get the opportunity to hear out the answers before he screamed me.
I'm sorry. You need some handicaps here?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Next question. How many Legend of Zelda games are there? Is it 5, 8, 10, or 15?
Me.
Robbie.
15.
Yeah, it's got to be 15. Frankly, I think there's probably more, but...
It is 15.
Yeah, I believe. Whatever's the biggest number.
Guys, I'm running out of fingers to keep score here. I'm at 6, right? James, how many you got?
Keep flexing. Keep flexing, Robbie. How many you think I have?
0.
Not as many as you.
What currency is used in Minecraft Earth?
Did you make this one up for Chad?
I did, and I hope to God Chad is able to use this.
Minecraft Earth?
Yes, Minecraft Earth.
Bleh. Emerald?
Chad, no. God damn.
Give us the choices.
You blew it,
Chad! Give us the choices, because I downloaded it on my phone, so if I hear it, I'll know it.
I've never played Earth. This is the one that you got me on? You throw that one at me?
Is it copper, sapphire, ruby, or silver?
Me. Go ahead.
What was the... Oh, you. Chad Callie.
I'm going to go with sapphires.
Incorrect. I'm sorry that locks it off.
That's
Nobody
fine.
Else is able
what
to answer.
What was it? Is it rubies?
It is rubies.
Damn.
Oh, my God. All right.
I mean, technically, rubies and sapphires are the same gem,
every Minecraft You'd thrown that one at me.
Like Callie's dropping like geology facts.
Weird random geology tidbit for
She's
you.
She's like, just Thank for you, Steven the record, it's the same gem.
How many people downloaded Apex Legends during its first week of release? 5 million, around 25 million, 100 million.
Me, 5 million.
Incorrect. Or D, the biggest number ever known as a Googleplex.
25 million.
Around 25 million is correct. That puts you still pretty far behind Robin.
That puts you not even close. Got it.
All right. Our last question. Are you ready for this?
No.
Is anybody ready?
No.
Like,
not even a little bit.
No, Chad, I didn't get the study guide.
Chad,
so I'm
you
not
can
ready
just leave.
It.
I might as well at this point.
What did the Nintendo company originally make?
Is Me.
Robbie?
Playing cards.
It is playing cards. I'm sick of playing these games with Robbie. Next week, Robbie will be back with his own game that he's going to be able to make because nobody else can win games.
Woo! Hey, that was 7 points.
Before we go anywhere, I just have to bring up one question that I need to ask the room. What is with the weird picture of James with, I'm pretty sure, no pants on that's right next to my head right now?
We've been staring at that when we do AFK a lot.
Yeah,
and
we're really confused.
It.
Well, A, you're welcome. And B, yeah. Another podcast that I'm a part of records in this studio.
You can go, you
in the
can,
middle
you can
of
go
the
ahead
week.
And plug it.
Okay, Nerd
it's
Radio
fine.
Podcast. You can get out of the B-Pod Studios. Or anywhere you get your podcast from.
Woo!
But it's a nerd pop culture talk podcast.
Okay,
and I had Poison Ivy 2 weeks ago to where I couldn't come in to the studio because I was just itchy and I needed to be home with my shirt off with
right.
salve and stuff all over.
Okay, so, you had to go that in depth.
Well, I'm letting the people know what's going on. And so my co-hosts had put that up so that way on the Checkpoint Twitch stream at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. You still see me on camera.
Right. So I understand that. I understand that you couldn't come in and they needed a picture of you. But yeah. So that everyone knows, this is a picture of you.
I'm in a man thong.
In a man thong. Just a man thong. Waving an American flag, doing a poolside shot.
You know what? You know what we're going to do? How about we put it on our Instagram at checkpoint_XP or on Twitter at checkpoint_XP. You can go and look at a picture of James in a man thong
That's
at
your
a
job,
pool shot.
Chad. Great.
And you're welcome. All right, congratulations to the super genius Robbie Landis, who is
Thank
still
you.
The undisputed champion in the Checkpoint XP games. Thank you to producer Chad and producer Callie for joining in and helping Robbie achieve that victory.
From the high highs,
an absolute monster,
to the low lows, who nailed it and who failed it on Checkpoint XP Radio.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You heard our nailed it earlier in the show when World of Warcraft memorialized streamer Wreckful in their game. Well, now it is time for our failed it portion. And for that, we go to Call of Duty Warzone, where some gamers attempted to stop the new loot train added to the game by blocking the tunnel with four trucks.
Please don't kill me.
It's coming.
Who parked
it the other way? Oh my god, all right. I gotta get out of here. Yeah, I gotta get out of here. Come on.
All right, well, I don't know what these guys were thinking.
You know, it was a valiant effort, right? The fact that they actually, like, took all those trucks and really filled up. Like they knew one wasn't going to handle it, right? They had to put multiple ones in there. But I have to say, it was a valiant effort. But, yeah, those trucks just bounced around like they were Lego pieces.
And if you want to be able to see it, because I don't think anything can really do justice until you actually
Once
see
you
it.
See
You
the
have
chaos.
To go to our website at checkpointxp.com.
Well, there's your failed it as part of the nailed and failed it for this week. If you ever forget or if you ever miss a nailed it or a failed it, you can find them posted over at checkpointxp.com. We asked over on social media at checkpointxp on Twitter and Facebook what the worst video game crossover ever would be. Give us a call at 1-833-557-0974 and let us know your response or respond to us on social media. We'll be discussing your answers in just a little bit because ahead next, we're checking the gaming headlines. Robbie, what do you have in store for us?
You'll never guess what Ubisoft video game is getting the next Netflix release.
Ooh.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
That and more, all next on Checkpoint XP.
Broadcasting from the Beasley Media Studios, esports and video games live here.
Oh my gosh.
Checkpoint XP.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. I'm James Campbell, and with me is Robbie Landis, as well as a man that's been convicted of being a dirty, rotten cheater in the Checkpoint XP court of public opinion. Weird beard.
It's not even the court of opinion. We caught him red-handed.
You know what? I'm going to give my my lawyers had me prepare a statement here.
Yes. You can't afford lawyers.
I'd like to read it. I have been greatly and deeply troubled by the accusations levied against me. I have not been informed, nor do I know exactly what I did to inform me of being called a
cheater.
Sounds
like he's got the same legal representation as Dr.
Disrespect. Yeah, all right, Mr. Disrespect over here.
Is that we can continue moving forward, firm handshakes to all involved.
Now he's just blatantly ripping off Dr. Disrespect.
Thank you very much for the Weird Beard Club.
The Weird Beard Club. There we go. Okay,
of which there is one member.
We got Dr. Weird Beard here. There seems to be a little bit of a snafu between Apple and a couple different cloud gaming platforms. What do iPhone users have to be worried about? We'll let you know in just a bit, because now it's time for...
Game! Oh! The guy is unreal.
My goodness!
Here's another esports gaming update with Robbie Landis on Checkpoint XP Radio.
Another video game is getting an adaptation on Netflix. Beyond Good and Evil originally launched on the PS2, Xbox, and the GameCube back in 2003 and got a remaster in 2011 and is the next property from Ubisoft to be taken by Netflix to be adapted. Last week, we reported that Splinter Cell would be getting an anime series.
Yeah, it seems like Netflix is getting all the video game content coming to their streaming service.
And again, I would rather the streaming services try to get in on this instead of like the big Hollywood movies.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Hollywood's going to be the first ones to like throw it into a room full of suits, and the suits are going to give the usual like, all right, well, how about getting, you know, Angelina Jolie to play this one, and let's get blah, blah, and just basically completely breaking it down and like commercializing it, and then it loses all the magic that made the game what it was.
Well, here's the question. So I'm not familiar with Beyond Good and Evil. What is there, like a story involved?
It's a very sci-fi kind of... what would be an analogous game? Like a game that's kind of close.
It's kind of difficult. Beyond Good and Evil was actually pretty unique. Ubisoft is working on a next generation Beyond Good and Evil 2, which was teased at E3 a few years ago, that the scope of this game is like blowing anything else out of the water. But it is narrative driven, so I do think that it is primed for having like a movie or something. And the fact that it is a little bit more of a lesser known game, maybe it can succeed a little bit more as a movie without people being like, that's not what the game was like. But we'll have to wait and see. As an early adopter of the PlayStation VR, I can say that honestly, there's not usually a whole lot that's released for it. But during the PlayStation State of Play, it was announced that the entire Hitman trilogy would be coming to the PlayStation VR. Now, as someone who... I never really got a chance to get into the Hitman games.
That's
so
a shame.
I was going to say, I've always heard good things about them, but just never really played them. So the fact that the entire collection is going to be coming all at once to PlayStation VR, I think I might actually have to pick it up.
Really? I don't know like if I'd enjoy playing them in VR very much.
Well, here's the thing about VR, because here's what's cool about it, right? It's not just necessarily like, oh, it has to be in VR, and that way you can look around, blah, 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 blah. I actually played a lot of non-VR games in the VR headset, because then you can just lay down on your bed, right? Don't have to worry about being all, like, up in your chair and uncomfortable. And then basically you're just seeing the screen in front of you in a sea of blackness. So it kind of just, it blocks out all the other stuff, and you can just focus on the game.
I just picture Robbie in the lap of luxury with his VR little helmet on.
That's exactly what it is.
Laying in bed. He's got the bag of Mini Muffins next to him. Just
the Mini Muffins
away
is the girlfriend thing. But you got it right, pretty much.
I will tell you, Hitman is worth it. Like, even if you had to play on VR, it's still going to be a better experience than a lot of other games on regular, you know, gaming places.
Speaking of games coming to newer consoles, Bethesda announced that both Doom Eternal and The Elder Scrolls Online would be getting next generation ports to both the PlayStation 5 and the Xbox Series X.
Are you excited for that? Does that entice anybody else to buy them if they haven't already bought them?
I've never really been a Doom Eternal fan, so I'm not really that excited about that. But I do like to see that the Elder Scrolls Online is being ported to the next-gen console, because massively multiplayer online role-playing games normally don't get console support. And the fact that they're willing to keep sort of like porting it up so that, you know, eventually, you know, if they want to start doing more upgrades to the game, you don't have to worry about, oh, well, you know, the people still playing on the PlayStation 4 now 30 years later kind of hold back development, because if we were to update something, they wouldn't be able to play it anymore. If you're upgrading as you go, I think it leads to a better game environment overall.
Doom Eternal is fantastic, but I don't think it's going to convince anybody to buy a new gen system.
Look, no one's going to buy an Xbox Series X, all right? So it doesn't matter what games are on it. The newest Battle Royale to be sweeping across the internet is Fall Guys. It's a different kind of Battle Royale where players control little sentient jelly bean people in costumes and have to accomplish all kinds of crazy tasks like stealing raccoon tails off of each other. Now, there's an achievement that developers had put in the game that they thought would be impossible to obtain, and that is winning 5 games in a row, but players are already nabbing it within days of its release.
They thought 5 games in a row would be impossible?
Yeah.
Wow, that's how difficult they show you that the game is.
I mean, how many
is.
Games have you won?
I have a big fat goose egg.
What about you, Weird Beard?
We have never won one in my house.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's a little bit more impossible than what they thought. We reported a few weeks ago that Fortnite might soon be adding cars to the game. With the last update, the cars are indeed here. They include a pickup truck, a taxi, a tractor trailer, and a hot rod. Now, what's cool about this is that apparently the different vehicles all handle, you know, differently, and depending on what sort of terrain you're on, it also affects their handling. You also need to monitor your gas tank and refill at gas stations if you want to keep going. And apparently, I believe I read that those gas stations can blow up.
Oh, really? So do the vehicles provide any kind of cover or defense?
They have like their own HP. So if you're in them and someone's shooting at you, they have to destroy the car before they can actually get to you.
Would it work like in Warzone?
Yes.
If you're in the vehicle and the vehicle blows up and you're inside, you are also dead.
Oh, well, you're not dead, but you're definitely injured quite a bit. Yes.
Okay.
The one thing I will say, though, is that there have been so many pros that are just driven insane by this addition that there are currently people dropping out of being professional Fortnite players.
Oh, this again. They do this every time a big update hits. The same thing happened when they used to have the mechs in the game. And here's the thing. Like, with the mechs, I kind of understand it because it added a different sort of offensive capability to the game as well. But other Battle Royale games have vehicles as well.
Absolutely.
So this to me is actually kind of a pretty cool addition. That's it for the Checkpoint XP gaming news update. For more, head on over to our website, checkpointxp.com.
Thank you, Robbie, for that update. Now, one of the biggest and most advanced additions to gaming over the past year or so is cloud gaming. Now, it's run into a bit of a problem over at Apple, though. Robbie, what is cloud gaming, and should I be worried if I have an iPhone?
Project xCloud is our cutting-edge game streaming technology that takes the power of Xbox and everything that comes along with it and puts it in your phone or tablet. That's your friends, your social network, your save games, your achievements, your gaming history, all your progression. It all comes with you so you don't have to start over. And Project xCloud can give you this freedom because we're literally putting an Xbox in the cloud.
With 2.6 billion gamers in the world, Project xCloud is our dream of delivering of gaming for everyone.
xCloud and Stadia are the two sort of big platforms right now with cloud gaming. And what cloud-based gaming means, it means that you basically get to stream a game directly to your device as opposed to having to run the game on your device instead. So somewhere in the world, let's say you want to play Grand Theft Auto, there's a computer somewhere at Google or Microsoft that's playing the game. It's getting your controls from your device inputted, playing the game on that computer, but then showing you the screen on your tablet, your iPhone. And what's beneficial about this is, first of all, you don't have to download the entire game onto your device.
Sounds like the future of gaming.
It is the future of gaming. Well, it is the future. The future's just not here yet. Also, what this means is that you could have the same level of gameplay and sophistication in your game that you would have on a $3,000 computer on your tablet. So it definitely is the future. The problem right now is that our internet infrastructure maybe isn't quite up to it, and also people aren't developing for cloud gaming just yet. But that's not here or there. The problem here is that the whole idea is you're supposed to be able to do this on your phone or on your tablet, and now half of all of those iOS devices are saying, we're not going to carry it.
It's a garbage reason.
The
reasoning that they gave is that Apple says, well, we have to be able to approve every single app that goes on our app store, and we can't approve every single game that's going to go on game streaming.
Nothing to do with money.
Because the xCloud and the Stadia app is what they would be giving to them, right, as the app that they want to put on the store. And they're saying, that's fine, but the games you're then playing on that app, none of those, we said, were basically pass the sniff test. So because they can't actually submit every single game that could possibly be played on there, they're saying you can't do
that. That's garbage because there's so many scam apps on the App Store.
That they do allow on there?
Yes, yeah. And there's ones that, like, say they're a, it's a app for a flashlight and, like, it's free, but it's stealing all your information and stuff like
that. That's fine.
Like, yeah, no problem with that. All that stuff is fine. But somehow the one that Microsoft is putting out is the one that they block. And it's just garbage because there's nobody that is like, we've seen the pivot. Microsoft is officially making the pivot from being the game console people to going full bore on either this cloud streaming stuff or like the app infrastructure.
And here's the thing, because Microsoft, their xCloud gaming platform, I actually think that they're going to come out ahead of Google Stadia because they have the entire Xbox library and Game Pass that works in conjunction with it. Stadia has a few games that you can get anywhere, including Xbox Game Pass. So Google's kind of out on their butt, if you ask me. But the fact that Microsoft, this is like their next big move, and yeah, Apple's basically just like, we can't guarantee the safety of these games.
So it's kind of a way for them to block the competition.
Yes.
To stop them from having their users use the Microsoft stuff on their phones.
And they also have Apple Arcade, which is like their version of this. Apple Arcade, though, didn't have any of the Microsoft games.
It's not cloud-based gaming, but it's supposed to be their gaming service.
So like they're getting, you know, the hair
they're
on the back of the
neck. They're able to make money off of the Apple Arcade.
Ding, ding, ding,
but
ding,
they can't
ding.
Make any money off of the cloud-based gaming.
Yes.
Looking for a hit game that you might have missed, maybe something that's easy to get into, but yet still worth the time? Well, then we have a great gaming recommendation coming up in just a bit, because ahead next, Sony just held their State of Play press conference. Now, we didn't really see anything new, but they still always manage to get these big press conferences right. We'll talk about that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
When we get back, next on Checkpoint XP.
Stop blowing my mind!
We're rolling with continuous esports on the only show for esports and video games.
This is gonna be absolute madness around!
No need for extra tokens. We've got the hookup. Checkpoint XP.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You're listening to Robbie Landis, Weirdbeard, and someone who cannot defeat his fiance in Mario Kart, me, James Campbell.
Ooh, that's a stingy place to be in your household if
it's
you can't
rough.
Beat her.
But I'm going to tell you, she is good. Like, I'm at the point where I'm, like, looking into getting her into being an esports professional.
Oh, I thought you were about to say that you were thinking about cheating to win. Don't go down the weird beard route,
now,
all right?
Do you actually, be serious, do you actually try or do you let off the gas a little bit?
I 100% try my hardest now because at first I was like, I'm going to go easy on the girl. I'm going to give her a little break. She claims to be really good at Mario Kart. Until she smoked me, like, she's got a lead like I've never seen.
Like, she's lapping you type deal?
Almost, yes. And I'm barely fighting off the rest of the computer competitors. And she's almost getting ahead of all of us.
What
it's
character
insane.
Does she pick?
She's always Yoshi.
Oh, no. That's disrespectful.
Always Yoshi. Sony held their State of Play press conference recently. They didn't really show us a lot of new stuff. But they always manage to get these big press conferences, these big events, almost perfect.
Yeah, so I actually want to talk about some of the highlights of here, you know, some of the new games coming out. And like you said, there wasn't anything new in here, but they've done what, honestly, Microsoft refuses to do, and that's to show us more, a little bit more in depth. And, you know, one of the ones that impressed the heck out of me was actually Crash Bandicoot 4, It's About Time, a direct sequel to Crash Bandicoot Warped. And what I appreciated about this is despite it being, what, like two generations since the last Crash Bandicoot?
Correct.
The game itself, like what you expect out of a Crash Bandicoot game is still intact there, right? They didn't try to, like, make it open world or, you know, VR or go crazy with it. They delivered the experience you expect out of that game, but also added a lot more to it. Like, you can play as a bunch of different characters now. After you beat the game, you can go back through it, but now all the levels are, like, changed in some way. Like they have some of the little thing like added to it that just makes the game experience a little bit different. And it's just it's such a unique take on keeping a classic game a classic, but also adding something new into the mix.
It looks good.
I'm so surprised that Robbie is on board with Crash Bandicoot 4, because I feel like in past shows, you've really lit up Mr. Bandicoot.
Oh, I'm not going to buy it or play it. It's not my type of game. But it's adding more for those who do like that type of game, and I can't hate on that.
Now, speaking of two games that were in there that I know Robbie will not like, but I do like, and I know that for a fact, Braid, the Anniversary Edition, is coming out in early 2021.
The game looks beautiful.
It's phenomenal. And it's already been out, so this is the Anniversary Edition.
Right, right. They're basically giving it a more polished look. Instead of it being pixelated, it looks like actual like
drawn art.
Give
me a little background
now
on Braid. I'm not familiar with this.
So it's like there's a princess that you're trying to rescue. I won't give you the twist. Should I spoil the
twist? It's like a side-scrolling platform type.
Yeah, thing. Yeah. Like, but it's fun. It's mm-hmm. it's good. And then there's also Spelunky 2. Spelunky 2 is a roguelike game.
Spelunky 2?
Spelunky. So do you know what a spelunker is?
Is it something dirty in the bathroom?
No, it's
no.
It's
you go into
cave
caves
diving
and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. Spelunky and Spelunky 2, its sequel that's coming out soon, is a roguelite, so it's randomly generated of going through these underground caves and tunnels, and you collect treasure as you go and whatnot. It's a lot of fun, especially like roguelites are the games that you can play over and over and over and over and over because they're randomly generated, so you never get the same experience doing it again. So I don't know. They're a lot of fun.
We also got a more in-depth look at what to expect out of a game called Bug Snacks.
Ooh, baby!
Bug now, Snacks. Look, this is a game that should not work. You essentially go to this island where all the bugs are actually snacks. So you have like little strawberry bugs, or like there's a snail that has like a hamburger.
So there could be like
a shell,
a Cheeto spider or something.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. All the bugs are snacks as well. And honestly, I didn't know what to expect from this game, but it kind of mixes elements of Pokemon with like puzzle games. You have like a journal you have to go around and like basically catalog all the bugs, but you do that by having to make your way through certain puzzles and figure out like how to get them to come out of their homes or whatnot. And then as you do, you build up the town and get people to come back. So it's taking all the best stuff of Pokemon and collecting, which I love, and then town building, which I love from all types of different games.
And eating snacks, which you also
and
love.
Eating, well, who doesn't love eating
it's
snacks?
It's cute. It's cute AF. Like, I will say that there's no way that anybody could see the trailers and be like, I don't think that's, attractive at all to me. Another one that we really got to see and sort of like, I don't know if I'm excited for it or not, but we finally got gameplay footage of Godfall. Godfall was the one that I've been kind of looking forward to hearing more about. Mm-hmm. It's going to be is it a hack and slash?
It comes from Gearbox, the same people that did Borderlands.
Yes.
So, I don't think it's a hack and slash because the way that they showed off the different weapon types, I think that it's going to be more akin to something like Monster Hunter. So for me, what's really going to capture me for this is how good the story is.
Can't be bothered to play new games as they come out.
I've been hearing about this Skyrim thing. Is that worth buying?
For gamers behind the times, it's the Patient Gamer.
Each week, Weird Beard and Robbie bring us a new game to check out that you might have otherwise missed, might not have had the time to get to it. What game do we have this week?
This week, I have a game focused around zombies that has less to do with fighting them and more about what it takes to survive them. This week's Patient Gamer is The Walking Dead, the Telltale series, Season 1.
Hello? Anybody?
You need to be quiet.
Who is this?
I'm Clementine. This is my house.
You've been all by yourself through this?
Yeah, I want my parents to come home now.
I think that might be a little while.
So if most people have heard of The Walking Dead, the TV series that was on AMC and everything. It's still on AMC.
It is still on
AMC.
Yeah. Oh,
God. I don't know how it's still chugging along.
But this is not a game that it's based in the same world, right? So, but it exists in the same
it's
kind of scenario.
In the realm of Walking Dead, but it doesn't really have the characters that you know from the show or the comics.
There's no Negan. There's no Andrea. There's no Rick. There's no Coral. No, none of them.
Okay.
What it does is it follows a guy named Lee Everett. You actually start your journey with him in the back of a police car when it gets run off the road during the zombie apocalypse. And a little girl named Clementine, who he kind of finds after her parents have been eaten by zombies, and he becomes her surrogate father. The big thing that's known, that this game is known for, is it's not known for, like, oh, you gotta kill all kinds of zombies and do all kinds of, you know, kung fu flips and stuff. This is a story-based game. There's, like, it's all voice-acted really well. It's like watching an interactive TV show, almost.
Yeah, it's like an interactive, like, story.
Right? Yeah, because you'll be able to make small choices that influence the story. You know, like, if you ignore one of the characters early on in the season, it'll have consequences later on down the road. And that's kind of what Telltale, the developers behind this game, are known for doing. Well, all of their games are
what they were known for.
RIP, RIP. And so, yeah, like, it's...
They're gone now? Real quick. Yeah. So they're completely out of business?
They caved in on themselves and weren't even able to finish paying their developers.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
It was bad. But that was recently, and Telltale Series Season 1 came out quite a while ago. Yep. So it's actually... It was before all the controversy. It's a really good game, though, and it's quick. You can get through the entire first season generously in 12 to 15 hours. More likely it's like closer to 10 to 11 if you don't, you know, dilly-dally your way through it. And it's really for somebody that maybe you don't have to play all the way through. You could play one episode, put it down, pick it up in another 2 weeks if you wanted to. And they're about 2 hours a piece for each of the episodes. So it's a lot of fun, and it's available on most of the large platforms. You can get it on Xbox One, PlayStation 4, PC for only $5. And PlayStation 4 if you want to be able to pick it up there as well.
Awesome. Well, there's your Patient Gamer recommendation. The Telltale Games, The Walking Dead Series Season 1. Coming up, what is the worst video game crossover you can think of? We asked over on social media, on Twitter and Facebook, at Checkpoint XP. We're going to get to your answers when we return on Checkpoint XP.
Hey, this is Callie with the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar, letting you know about the latest esports competitions to look forward to in the coming weeks. The Overwatch League is back with the Countdown Cup, once again splitting the league into two regions for competition. It's worth noting that at the end of this tournament, there will be two more weeks of play, after which every team will have played 21 games this season. The League of Legends Summer Split will be running weekly all through the summer. You can tune in to the LCS matches starting on Fridays each week, with matches running through Sunday evening. The playoffs are slated for the end of August into September. Joining the list of canceled esports events is EVO. The tournament was supposed to be held online, but accusations of sexual abuse in the organization has led to the tournament's founder being ousted and the event being canceled this year. While the Fortnite World Cup is gone, the DreamHack Fortnite series is up and running once again. The monthly $250,000 tournament is back on as of July. For our CSGO fans, ESL is currently on break in between seasons. As of now, the ESL is scheduled to get underway once again on September 4th. That's it for the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar. And remember, for all the latest in the world of esports...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Check out our website at CheckpointXP.com.
Get in the game.
What are we witnessing?
The number one esports and video game radio show, Checkpoint XP, where gaming lives.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You're hanging with me, James Campbell, along with Weird Beard, and someone on Checkpoint XP that has the munchies for the bug snacks after watching the Sony State of Play, Mr. Robbie Landis.
I mean, I always have the munchies. Who doesn't always have the munchies, right?
Robbie, how would you eat them? They are so cute.
You know, when I first saw the first trailer and saw the little strawberry thing, I'm like, oh, it's so cute. And I knew. I'm like, oh, somebody's going to eat it. He's going to chow down on that cute little strawberry bug. And they did. It was probably delicious.
How did you feel after you saw that?
I feel like the screams probably add to the flavor.
Oh, Jesus Sam, you, Christ.
What an evil, evil man. We asked on social media over at Checkpoint XP on Twitter and Facebook what the worst video game crossover ever would be. Give us a call and let us know what you think. 1-833-557-0974. Let us know. We're going to talk about the worst crossovers we think could ever exist.
Ooh.
And we'll get to your answers on the question in
all
just
right.
a minute.
Well, first of all, any two games that Weirdbeard likes, because they're terrible games all on their own.
Yikes.
So like Slime Rancher and Valorant?
That'd be good.
No, it wouldn't.
That'd be kind of weird,
right?
That'd
be terrible. terrible. All right, worst crossover I can think of. I've actually lived through them. Final Fantasy XIV, which was a game I played for a very, very long time, got to a point where all of its major updates were just basically taking content from other Final Fantasies or other games and then being like, they exist in this world. It's bummer. what they called a theme park game, right? It was terrible. It was so stupid. I don't want to play, you know, the game that I'm used to playing, and then suddenly I'm in Nier Automata world. Like, that shouldn't exist in my world. It ruined the game for me. I guess that wasn't me coming up with one. This one that just already existed. But I feel passionately about it. Weird Beard, what about you?
You know what? I think would really, really, really suck would be if... Do you remember a while ago when they tried to do, like, the Tom Cruise Mummy, and they wanted to make a, like, whole movie series?
Yeah, they're trying to reboot Universal monsters, like Frankenstein, Invisible Man, all that.
I think it would be any fighting, like a Super Smash Brothers crossed with that, because they had the lamest... Like, it was like Dracula and
If they tried to make it Super Smash Brothers style, like that's too, like, goofy and cartoony for them.
Yeah.
Now, if they were to put it into, like, an Injustice
type, maybe.
Or, like, a Mortal Kombat, they fit into there, no problem.
But I'm talking, like, they make it super fun and upbeat and be like, yeah, hey, you're gonna pick Swamp Monster, and it's just like, bleh. Like, it's just-
you're selling me on this more, because I'm picturing cartoony Swamp Monster or the Mummy, like, throws rolls of toilet paper at you.
Oh, my gosh.
All right,
James, give us your worst crossover, which somehow to James will probably just be the best crossover.
No, it's probably pretty bad. Okay. But I'm thinking if you combine, like, a racing game, let's say... Mario Kart meets Fallout. Post-apocalyptic vehicle racing.
That's like Mad Max.
You know? I guess it kind of is like Mad Max.
It already exists.
It doesn't. It's great.
It's hard to come up with bad video game combos. Because actually, I would probably play a Mad Max racing game.
Probably. But again, if it was done cartoon style like Mario Kart.
It would suck.
It would probably suck, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. Well, I guess I did come up with a pretty bad one then.
Well, let's see if our viewers and our listeners could come up with worst video game crossovers than we have.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. We're just talking about worst video game crossovers you could ever imagine. We talked about what we thought would be pretty bad. Now we're going to get to what you think would be a bad video game crossover. Give us a call at 1-833-557-0974 and let us know what you think would be a horrible video game crossover.
Hey, this is Chris from Seattle over here. I think, honestly, if I had to name a terrible crossover idea, it'd probably be Star Wars actually being integrated into the Kingdom Hearts universe.
Blech.
Oof.
Something about the Force being boiled down to Square Enix's power of love and friendship just gives me a bit of a gag reflex.
All right, now, I would have taken it in Kingdom Hearts 1. It would have been fine. I don't think that Star Wars and Kingdom Hearts inherently is bad. Kingdom Hearts is just a bad game,
and they would ruin it. All the Disney franchise characters.
Well, it was supposed
like a role-playing
game. Was supposed to be Disney and Final Fantasy, and then they just cut out all the Final Fantasy people, and then it basically turned into an anime where nothing makes sense anymore, and it's just a terrible game on its face now.
Also, adding Star Wars characters to it would just make it even more total nonsense.
But Disney does own Star Wars.
They
so
do.
Technically,
it could be
they could have just put them in there.
They could have.
Now, the one thing that would be like, I don't know. If I'm in a Star Wars game, I'm a child. I want to be able to blow things up with my mind and use force powers and stuff like that.
You want to go to the dark side.
Kingdom Hearts is like, it's all about like our friends can defeat anything. And it's just like,
The power of positivity will always triumph.
Yeah, like, nah, give me Darth Vader force choking people, you know, everywhere. Robbie, what were some of the other ones that we got from our Twitter at Checkpoint XP?
So Zero Uno said Grand Theft Auto and Fortnite. Which, I don't know, the fact that they just added cars into it,
they already made that crossover.
I feel like it's already Grand Theft Auto meets Fortnite.
The only difference is, instead of, like, in Grand Theft Auto, picking up a hooker, you actually, in Fortnite, you have to go put gas in your car.
I think that parents would probably like that to stay the distinction.
If you could add one thing to Grand Theft Auto from Fortnite, would you add anything?
No, Grand Theft Auto is already a great game. Leave it alone.
You don't want to put, like, a loot tier system in Grand Theft Auto?
No, leave it alone.
Building your own buildings. You
leave
build your own building.
It alone. Carl here says any game plus My Little Pony.
I can see a market for My Little Pony games.
Like
take My Little Pony and combine them with Mario Kart. Got My Little Mario Kart.
My Little Mario Kart. Mario
Kart. Or say it could be a kid's version of horse racing. Get him into gambling right off the bat.
Hey, step on up. Place your bets on PewDiePie over here.
Yeah,
PewDiePie's not even a My Little Pony. He's a YouTuber.
I don't know.
Well, then give us a My Little Pony.
I don't watch My Little Pony. I don't know.
Then give the man a break.
You know, producer Callie does, though. We could have brought her in here and asked her.
I do know one is named Applejack.
Oh, so. Get Apple out Jacks? Of here. All right. Corey says E.T. and Superman 64. You literally just picked two of the worst games ever made mashed them together.
E.T. on the Atari was like a horrible...
Did you know that they actually went and took all the copies of that game...
And
that
threw them away.
They put them in a desert, in a big hole, and they covered it up, and they won't tell anybody where they're buried at.
Oh, I thought they knew which landfill they put them in.
No, that's like an urban legend.
Yeah, it's a thing to where,
I saw that on Netflix.
If you were able to discover where it was, you could have millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Worth some cash?
Oh, yes!
Okay. Why do we not have metal detectors, and why are we not in the desert right now?
Donald says Friday the 13th and Paw Patrol. What does that game even look?
Here's what it looks like.
Okay.
You have, it's Friday the 13th, so that's Jason, right?
Is Paw Patrol murdering, teenage campers?
No,
or
but
Jason
is slaughtering all
the
these Paw
Patrols.
Patrol?
That's terrible.
You got all these cop dogs are getting cut with a machete.
Jesus. I think it could
rated
be.
MA.
It could be just like a Scooby-Doo game to where Jason is killing them and the Paw Patrol has to solve
the mystery.
You gotta find out which little townies that got the mask on as Jason like Scooby-Doo.
Now, I believe we have one other call from John in Philadelphia.
What's going on, guys? This is John DiNatio, a.k.a. Some Beardy to Love from Philadelphia.
I like this guy already.
Love the Philly area here. So I would say Super Smash Brothers mixed with Ace Combat Flight Simulator.
And why would you pick that?
It's completely straight. Like, it's not even a joke. Like, you don't even, smash, planes into each other. It's just you're those characters flying planes.
So you'd be,
whatever
Link
reason.
In an aircraft carrier or something.
Sound more boring to me.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate all of our listeners out in Philadelphia.
So less about, planes fighting each other and more just instead of Mario Tennis, you just have Mario Combat Flight Simulator.
Yeah.
You know what? Actually, I could get behind that. That actually sound like
sold.
That bad
Robbie
of a day.
Sold.
Yeah.
Robbie and James, if you had to buy, pay actual money for one of these crossovers that we've talked about today, which one are you paying money for?
I think I'm going to go with the Mario Combat Flight Simulator, honestly.
I'm going with Murder Paws.
Is that what we're calling it, Murder
Paws? I'm
going to
call it Murder Paws because I'm going to be Jason with the ski mask or the hockey mask, and I'm going to be slaughtering those Paw Patrol officers.
I think the one thing I will pay money for is Star Wars and the Kingdom Hearts universe just because I want to see how anime they make Darth Vader.
All right, well, that's going to do it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening on your radio station. Make sure you head on over to CheckpointXP.com. A big thank you to Robbie Landis, Weird Beard, and producer Callie and producer Chad for helping put this episode together. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Checkpoint XP. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and we'll talk to you again on the next level.